This is Engaging the Community, a monthly conversation with the president of Missouri State University, Cliff Smart. Welcome back to the program.
Thanks, Scott. Always good to be here.
Athletic programs at this school, like many of its size, are commonplace throughout the year. I wanted to put into perspective for our audience the scope of those programs. Can you start by telling us how many programs there are, specifically those regulated by the National Collegiate Athletic Association, or NCAA?
So we play Division I sports in all of our sports, and the NCAA requires, if you are going to play Division I sports, that you have 14 teams, and at least six of them have to be men's teams. And so we have 17 teams here. We have six men's teams, and we have 11 women's teams. Another factor that comes in that the NCAA recognizes is Title IX. Mm-hmm. And our goal under Title IX is to have the same percentage of student athletes as we by gender as the student body breaks down. And so we have 58% to 59% of our student body is female. And to get in that balance, we therefore have to have more women's teams than men's and more women's teams than are required by the NCAA. Hence, we added tennis a couple of years ago to help us stay in that balance, because the trend has also been we are increasingly more female and less male in our undergraduate population.
In terms of the school's athletic budget, university recently came out with its fiscal year 2015 revenue and expenditures report for athletics, and actually shows a jump in expenditures due to a change in the NCAA reporting requirements. First, tell us what the overall budget is and what's changed to reflect the increase in those numbers.
So, you know, if you look at the university budget, you will see that athletics is budgeted in the $15 to $16 million range. And so what's included in there are all the coaches' salaries. Mm-hmm. All of the salaries for all the athletic personnel, trainers, assistant coaches, et cetera, academic support. I mean, there are a whole series of folks in there. I mean, just as in anything, most of our budgets are personnel. And then there's travel and equipment and the other kinds of expenses that it takes to run the department. We also rent Hammonds Field downtown mm-hmm. for baseball, so that's a $200,000 expense that's a part of that. In addition to the – and we call that kind of the operational side of athletics. Okay. In addition to that, we obviously have venues that are used for our athletic facilities. They're also used for a lot of academic facilities. They're also used for recreation. They're used for a variety of purposes. But so, for example, it's about $6.2 million to pay the bond payments on Plaster Stadium renovation, JQH Arena bond payment, as well as still paying the last piece of Hammond Student Center bond payment. We don't include those in our athletic budgets because they're not operational costs, mm-hmm. just like we don't include this building in your budget or Ellis Hall in the music budget. And so those are budgeted centrally. And so we, if you go on our website, you can see the JQH Arena budget. And you can see the Hammond Center budget, and et cetera. And so it's also true that there are outside sources that pay most of those costs. So, for example, the student fee pays 100% of the Plaster Stadium renovation. Right. That's also true of Hammond Student Center. Seating assessments and the Hammond's gift pays about 80% of the JQH Arena budget payment. Used to pay 100%, but seating assessments have, you know, fewer and fewer people have bought them for men's and women's sports, and so the university has had to supplement that. The new reporting requirements said, hey, you got to put all the facilities piece together. You got to put everything you budget centrally together, like electricity, like the piece of financial services and HR that athletics uses. And so when the reporting requirements changed this year, our report shows about $25 million mm-hmm. among all of those things that we report to the university.
Okay. So in subsequent years, we're going to see that $25 million figure or around about that area if the budget were to stay the same.
That's exactly right. And so we're working to reduce some of the expenditures associated with athletics. But that's right. So the comparison, the new comparison will be to that $25 million number, and whether we're up next year or down based upon, you know, added costs and increases in salaries and expenditure reductions.
Okay. Let's talk about revenue. Student fees, ticket sales, institutional state support, where does it predominantly come from, and what's been the trend in recent years?
So, you know, a little more than a third is generated through athletics. It can come through, for instance, a contract with Learfield, which pays us $300,000+ a year to do our sports marketing. It comes through ticket sales. It comes through seat assessments. It comes through various selling of advertisements, you know, in the ribbon board that you see in JQH Arena. People pay to have advertisements there and other places. And so that produces $6 million or so. The school then is funding the other two-thirds, about $9 million. And then a variety of sources, as I talked about earlier, pay for the facilities that we have. Trends. Our only sport that produces significant positive revenue is men's basketball. And that has traditionally helped pay for pieces of other sports. Mm-hmm. And so seat assessments have gone down for men's basketball, also women's basketball. And season ticket sales and single ticket sales have also gone down for men's basketball in the last 5 years, frankly, because our team hasn't been very successful. And so it is absolutely critical to the university and to the funding of the athletic department that we have a successful men's basketball team. We've actually – women's basketball had declined for 8 or 9 years in a row. I think this year we saw an uptake. We restructured, repriced the stadium, eliminated a lot of the seating assessments, and the team was successful and more people came to games. And so we think we've kind of turned that around and are going back up. There was a lot of excitement last year with the hiring of Steck, and so we sold more football tickets, and we implemented some seat assessments in football, and so football generated additional money. But men's basketball on the revenue production side is the biggest piece, and it's the piece we're not doing as well on.
Okay. So while there may not be athletic programs that are as vital from a revenue-generating perspective, they're still important to the students, they're important to the fans from an entertainment level. Could you just put into perspective the importance of athletics at the university level in general?
I think, as everybody knows, I am a proponent that we have to have a robust athletic department. I do think it immeasurably increases the profile of the university. I think we saw that locally when our baseball team made a run last year and was on ESPN 3 days in a row as we were playing the University of Arkansas. And the excitement and talk and newspaper coverage that generated, not just in Springfield, but all across our state and beyond, those kinds of things are really important. If you can have the same kind of run in men's basketball, it would be of such a marketing value that we would never have the ability to pay for it. The president of Wichita State told me 3 or 4 years ago when they made the Final Four, the amount of exposure that came with that was unprecedented for them. Literally all around the world, people were reading about and talking about Wichita State Shocker basketball. And so it is important. It's important to our alums that they're able to identify with us. It excites current students and alums about the program. It helps foster giving. It fosters interest in the university. It raises our profile. It helps us grow enrollment. And so there are lots of positives about athletics. Now, having said that, we don't have all the money in the world to spend on athletics, and so we have to do it in a responsible way, and we have to be able to run our athletic department within our budgets and continue to be competitive.
President Cliff Smart, thanks for joining us on Engaging the Community.
Thanks, Scott.